Why? Why? Why did Jesus have to die? Why? He died because I have a debt that I can't pay. He died to take away our guilt and shame. He died to show us just how much God loves every one of us. His death eliminates our debt. Now, I love the convenience of apps and streaming services, but I don't love subscription fees and the way they keep adding up. Our sin is like a subscription fee that you just can't stop. The charges to our accounts keep mounting up, whether we notice them or not. Sin is also a subscription service you can't opt out of. Everybody sins. Everybody's in debt. And we can't pay our own debt because we keep adding to it daily. Only someone with the authority to change the sin subscription model can stop the debt drowning us. Jesus has that authority because he never sinned. And so he has no sin debt for himself. And as the one perfectly pure, perfectly righteous human in all of history, he has infinite credit to clear our accounts and mark the debt as paid in full. Jesus died to eliminate our sin debt. And more than that, Jesus has the authority to put a flag on our account saying no subscription fees ever, lifetime fee-free status now active. Jesus' death eliminates our debt. And Jesus' death takes away our guilt and shame. Picture, if you like, an airport full-body security scanner. But imagine that this scanner doesn't detect metal. Rather, it detects impure motives. Selfishness, pride, indifference, hatred, envy, the half-truths we tell, the hurtful words we speak. These failures, these sins, they create a stain of guilt and shame. Now, the scanner doesn't care whether you smile or frown as you walk through it. The scanner doesn't care whether you're dressed well or shabbily. The scanner doesn't care whether you think you're good or bad or somewhere in between. But this scanner doesn't lie. This scanner goes off every time one of us, any of us, walks through it. Because all of us carry the stain of guilt and the shame of having failed the God who loved us and made us and wants us to live with him. But Jesus' death makes a new pathway possible. It's like Jesus walks up to us in the queue and he wraps his arms around us, he cloaks us with his goodness, his purity, and then he walks us through the scanner. His death covers us. His death purifies us. His death takes away our guilt and shame and lets us walk through unburdened with our heads held high. Jesus' death takes away our guilt and shame. Jesus' death also demonstrates how much God loves us. Several years ago, there was a movie called The Chorus, and it's set in the years after World War II in France. It centres on a boarding school for orphans and delinquent boys. It's a school which is run by harsh discipline and by squashing the hopes and dreams of everyone who walks through the doors. But something shifted when a quiet, unimpressive new teacher arrived. Instead of punishing, he listened. Instead of shouting, he sang. And despite mocking and rejection, this teacher persisted and formed a boys' choir. And the boys discover in the music a new confidence, a new hope, a new future in which beauty and creativity have replaced despair and rebellion. And this is a picture of God's heart for each one of us. In a world that judges and condemns, God restores dignity. In a world that leaves too many people broken, God's love shows that he wants to heal and renew us. And God doesn't demand that we fix ourselves up first. He comes to us in the person of Jesus and says, "Forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing." That's God's love at work, loving one's enemies. In the Old Testament prophet Zephaniah, in chapter 3, it says, "The Lord your God is with you. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." God's love doesn't just rescue us, it restores us. And Jesus' death is the greatest expression of self-sacrificial love the world has ever seen. And Jesus' death was for you. There are thousands of gestures of kindness and care going on in the world every day. People buying flowers for someone, cooking meals, working a difficult job, volunteering in the community. But these gestures of love and kindness are, well, they're mostly happening for other people. It's not for me. Modern life just goes on and it can leave people feeling invisible or insignificant against the hustle and bustle and the noise of just getting on with things. And so throughout history, countless people have died. Some in heroic circumstances, such as defending their family or their nation against aggressors. But many more people have died in just normal circumstances, as age or illness caught up with them. They died, but not for me or for you. But one death in history was different. It was for you and for me. There is one person who wants you to be part of their world so much that they laid down their life for you. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 verse 8 makes everything we've talked about personal. Jesus isn't just someone who you can keep at arm's length. You can't keep him shut up in a history book or some book about religion or something from the past or a way out there. Jesus came into this world for you. Jesus lived for you. Like a shepherd who searches out those who've strayed from his flock, Jesus went searching for you. He sought you out and he died for you. And that means that you can come to God as you are. If you feel like you've still got questions, Jesus died for you so that you can bring those questions to him and work through them. And if you feel like you're not sure if you can trust God or trust the church or trust other people, Jesus died for you so that you can be absolutely sure that he is trustworthy and he is a source of security that you can rebuild your life around. And if you feel like your life is messy, you're not alone. The family of Jesus' followers is a safe place where you can be honest about the burdens that you're carrying and the messiness that affects all our lives. So we could expand the words of Romans 5 to capture where many of us are at and express it kind of like this. While we were still sinners, while we still had questions, while we were still learning to trust, while we're still messy, Christ died for us. He died to clear our debt. He died to erase our guilt and shame. And he died to demonstrate how much God loves us. And since that is why Jesus died, we need to ask ourselves, how can I respond to a love like that? How can I respond to Jesus who gave it all for me? I invite you to respond by sharing in this prayer. Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you died for me. Thank you that you love me as I am. Thank you for cancelling my sin debt. I leave that sin-stained life behind and I give myself now to live in your grace and forgiveness. Amen.